Section 4 Summary. Although UK NIC rates are increasing by 1% in April 2011, for both employees and employers, it is a fact that UK rates are still some of the lowest in Europe, if not in the rest of the world. Careful consideration is needed of where national insurance contributions or social charges should be paid for workers moving across borders, either leaving the UK to go and work abroad or for workers coming to the UK to work. Special rules may apply where the workers who are crossing borders are seconded by their employers to an overseas posting, and contributions may continue to be paid in their home country. The basic rule is that workers coming on secondment from abroad or leaving the UK to work abroad on a temporary secondment will continue to pay home contributions for at least the first 52 weeks. But this may be extended by the EU agreements or other reciprocal agreements that the UK has entered into. On the 1st of May 2010, the EU introduced changes that I have outlined today, and we await more changes. And of course, I will report these changes to AAT members through my Employment Taxes blog, perhaps another podcast, or at one of the CPD master courses or branch meetings. Finally, I should remind everyone that there are many foreign workers that come to the UK to work and find work directly here, as opposed to being sent to the UK to work on a secondment by their overseas employer. Similarly, many UK workers leave the UK to work abroad for a foreign employer. In those circumstances, the worker will immediately be liable to local contributions, and the rules I have discussed today will not apply. Other than the UK worker may need to consider paying voluntary contributions to protect their state pension and other state benefits on returning to the UK. I hope that will be of some help to you today. Thank you very much for listening.